I drive for Universal out of Tulsa. One cold, rainy morning last week, about 3 a.m., I was pulling out of a truck stop just east of Little Rock when I saw this kid stand alongside the interstate. He was wearing long hair and blue jeans and carrying a guitar in his hand. I don't know why I did it, because it's against all regulations, but I pulled over and picked him up. I said, "Kid, you want to fill that guitar back here in the sleeper?" He said, "No, sir, thank you. I'll just keep it up here with me." And as we geared up and drove through that rainy night, he played the blues. About an hour out of Little Rock, he laid that guitar down. I said, "That's pretty good, kid." I poured him a cup from the thermos. "Thank you, sir," he said. "You know, I've been on the road a long time, and I've played for a lot of folks. I've had to travel some hard miles to keep that faith in rock and roll alive. Now I'm heading back to Memphis just to rest for a while. I do appreciate the ride." Then he picked up his guitar and said, "Let me play you just one more song. Are you going to Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee? I've been everywhere by now, Memphis is home to me. If you're going to Memphis, let your motor moan. I hear Memphis voices a-calling a poor boy home." The fog was lifting off the Mississippi when we pulled across that Arkansas-Memphis bridge. I was getting kind of sleepy, so I rolled the window down and turned the radio on. "Hey, kid," I said, "see that place over there? The one all lit up? Well, that's Graceland, the home of Elvis Presley." I turned and he was gone. Then I heard the DJ on the radio say, "Good morning, Memphis. And now one by the king of rock and roll himself.
Are you going to Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee? I've been everywhere by now. Memphis is home to me. If you're going to Memphis, let your motor moan. I hear Memphis voices a-calling a poor boy home. A-calling a poor boy home.